Delicious.
Okay. Thank God.
Can you hear me?
Praise God. Praise God. It's good.
Delicia.
Got Delicia on the line. We got Sister Gail on the line. Amen. Amen. Anyone else that's on the line? Amen. 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 We're going to get started while we're on. We're going to get started. Amen. I need Leo. Oh, I need it. Yeah. Every hour. I need it. Oh, me now, my Savior, I'll come to thee. Amen. 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 We're gonna give a quick word tonight, and then we're gonna go into prayer. But for everyone around the country, everyone around the world, everyone in your family, everyone in my family, and everyone that you know. We're going to keep them in prayer tonight. We're going to lift them up in prayer tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, I thank you for tuning in tonight. Those who are on the line right now, I give honor to you and thank God for your life. And I give great honor to God up above that who allowed us to be in his presence right now, allowing us to be able to come together even on the phone line and still have fellowship. The Bible says, well, two or more are gathered in his name, he is also there. And so we give great honor to those who are on the line right now. And I just want to let you know who's ever on the line right now that you're in the presence of the Lord. And if you're in the presence of the Lord, that means that everything is going to be okay. Can we just get a quick amen right there? Because
amen.
We know that if he's with us, oh my God, who can be against us? Who can stand against us? And so we give God the glory tonight on this beautiful night, Wednesday. Amen. If you have your Bibles and if you need time, and maybe you can go back over this, but turn to the book of Luke, chapter 10, start at verse 18, and I want to just give a quick word real quick, to the point of what God is trying to speak and trying to tell us. And to give us some more understanding on the wisdom of the knowledge of God and which way it's going, and how we should understand the word of the Lord and understand the meaning of where God is going in this season. Amen. Okay, so listen, Luke. Chapter 10, starting at verse 18, the Bible speaks of this intelligence. It says, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Verse 19, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the Spirit submits to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Watch this. Verse 21, it says, At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord, I have and earth, because of you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. Amen. And the last verse for a bonus, I want you to keep this last verse in mind. Verse 22 is our bonus verse. Is all things have committed to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those who the Son chosen to reveal him. Amen. I want to talk real quick about the understanding of your power and the authority that God has given you. Understanding the power and the authority that God has given you. My God, listen, in verse 18, he replied that he saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven. And I gave and have given you authority to trample on snakes. Now watch these other words that Satan, he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, meaning that he was striking heaven back and forth, but he was playing down to earth so fast. From where? From heaven. From a good place. Satan used to be one of the choir members, the lead choir member in heaven, got kicked out and was kicked out of heaven and released. Now watch this. When I said release, meaning that he was only released and only given a certain authority. Watch this, and permission. Can we say permission?
Permission.
Amen, permission. It says in verse 19, he said, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. Now look how Jesus reversed this, because this is who Jesus is talking. In verse 19, Jesus is talking. Jesus said, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. He said, basically what he was saying was, Sister Little, was that even though the devil runs through the earth, but guess what? I have given you power, my God, watch this, to get past whatever the devil is trying to do. Whatever snares, whatever tricks, whatever trades, whatever mental games, whatever harm, whatever sickness that he's trying to bring upon you, God just gave us the key thing. He let us know that you have the power, watch this, to overcome those things. Can we get an amen? We got the power.
Amen.
Overcome these things. We have the authority. Watch this. Now guess what? We have the permission, my God, to get past what the devil, my God, is trying to set up. Whenever the devil is moving, whenever the devil is working, we have the power and the authority to tell that devil, watch this, you got to let go, get back up, and get out of here, right? We got the authority to tell him to back up, move, get out the way, and get out of here. What do we have the power to tell him? Come on, talk to me. What do we have the power to tell them?
Get out of here.
Exactly. We have the power to tell him to get out of here. We have the power to tell him to leave and do not return. Amen. Listen. The Bible says that to overcome all the powers of the enemy, meaning even right now in our stage of right now, the world that is in, all this stuff that's going on right now, God even let us know that we have the power to get through all of it. We got the power to last in whatever it may be. Did you know you had the power to tell that devil to back away from you? Did you know you had the power to tell that disease to not harm you? Did you know you have the power to tell that disease to get back and to not to enter your home, to not to enter your body? You have the power to tell your body to line up with the word of God, that everything that's not like God must leave. Did you have the power to do so? Oh my God.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 20 says, however, do you not rejoice that the Spirit submit to you? Watch this. How do you not give God the praise that the Spirit that was submitted to you, that you have the Spirit of power? Somebody, come on, somebody says, give God some praise right there. How did did Jesus turn around and be sarcastic with his people? He says, well, watch this. He said, how do you not give me the glory? After my Father has given you the power, watch this, to step on scorpions, to step on snakes, to step on things that was meant to harm you, to get away from things that was meant to destroy you, to things that was out to plot your downfall. I gave you power, glory, hallelujah, to get past those things. I gave you authority to tell those things to leave. I gave you authority to tell anything that's not of God, it got to give back. My God. You have the power to do so in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. However, do not rejoice that the Spirit submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Watch this. He said, don't be slick. Don't be thinking that you're big-headed just because, watch this, I've given you the power. Just because I've given you the authority. Don't get so happy. Don't get so happy where you lose focus on what you have. He said, because if you lose focus of your joy, watch this, if you let go of your joy and get so caught up in the fact, watch this, the people get so caught up in the fact that they have the authority and they get so happy and so rejoiceful that they forget how to use it. I know that went past somebody here. Watch this. God give us the authority to get past what we need to get past, but because we feel that we know everything, we sometimes forget how to use it and when to use it. Everybody's quick. I got the power. I got the anointing. You don't have nothing. He says, don't be so quick to rejoice about the Spirit that I submitted to you. Don't be so think you know it all, because you might not be that strong enough to fight off what the devil is playing. Amen? He said, but just know this. However, you fight, I got your back, but I want to let you know that it's a guarantee. Your name has been written in heaven. Huh? That's what the power warranty comes with. That's what the authority that God has given, that's the warranty that comes with. That your name is automatically written in the book of life. It's written in heaven. And if your name is written in heaven, then guess what? I want that kind of power. Don't you want that kind of power?
Yes.
Listen. At that time, Jesus, verse 21, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord, I have earth because of you, hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. He said, you hid these things from the people, watch this, that was big-headed because they're not ready to learn. But the people that can keep their minds to feel that they're not too grown and not too big and not too good to know everything, but keep your mind as a child under the authority of a Father, who? Father God. Watch this. When you're not too big-headed, you're not willing to push and get past the wisdom, but you're willing to take the wisdom that the Father is handing out. Watch this. And humble yourself as a child. Not telling you to act like a child, but humble yourself as a child. He said, oh, I can rejoice for those who are not conceited, for those who are not thinking that they know everything, for those who are not thinking that they know me like that. But I give praise to the Father because there are some, oh, God will say, that he did not allow to know because he knew, watch this, that somebody was going to try to, watch this, take his place, be who he wanted to be. And you can't be God. That's what Trump needs to learn out now. You cannot act God. You cannot be God. He said, but oh, for the little children that will humble themselves. How many people do we have right now in the world that is humbling themselves? And now, guess what? Your hearing is clearly. Now you want to hear God. Now you want to know what God is speaking about. Because a child, when a child is young, a child is desperate to understanding. A child likes to get in things. A child likes to get in stuff. A child is curious. There it is. A child is curious. He said, I want my children to be curious in this season about who I am. Because if you don't have a curious spirit in you, guess what? Then you're not going to find out exactly, watch this, how to work this power in this season. Glory to you. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Watch this, and we're going to wrap this up. We're going to pray. All things have been committed to me by the Father. All things have been committed to me by the Father. He said, all these things have been promised to me by the Father. No one knows the Son except but the Father. And no one knows who the Father is except the Son. Watch this. For a lot of people that's claiming that they know God, it's a scary thing if you really don't know who God is. It is a scary thing even more to even think that God doesn't even know who you are. There's a lot of people that are walking around here talking about, I got the power. The power of what? What kind of power do you have? Because if you got the power of God, then you got to humble yourself in this season. Be like children. But have a spirit to know the power that you have. You got the power of God that passed down from your Father. You're like your father's baby. Oh my God. What is that? You ain't nothing but your father. You ain't nothing but your daddy's son. Your daughter's son. You got to have that kind of spirit to say, yeah, I am. And I got the authority to tell sickness to get back. I got the authority to tell that virus, don't you enter my home. Don't you enter me while I'm on my job. Don't you enter me while I'm on my phone. Don't you mess with me while I'm on. Don't mess with me at all. I have the power.
Amen.
Amen. We getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to pray, and we're going to ask God to touch those on tonight, that are affected by the coronavirus, those of family that are in mourning, those people that are afraid, those people that are going through some stuff, those people that wishing that this whole thing will be over. Some people that don't have the strength. I'm praying for strength tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, right now, we come before you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for all that you're doing. We all thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Oh, Father God, right now, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to forgive us for all our sins that we have committed, those unknown and known, Lord. Oh, Lord, touch our hearts and our minds, Lord, tonight, in the name of Jesus. Touch those, Father God, who don't know you. Touch those, Father God, who want to know you. Touch those who already know you, but haven't took the initiative, Father God, to get to know you better. Oh, Father God, touch the human lives tonight. Those who are on earth, Father God, we don't know your will. We don't know what's going on right now. But, Lord, we know that in all things works together for those who love the Lord. And, Lord, right now, Father God, your people are calling out to you. Now humans are understanding that, Lord, that they can't do anything without you. Men, women, children, fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, Father God, are crying out to you. They're falling on their faces, and they're crying out to you. Some of them, Father God, our hearts, Father God, are still and been flooded with fear because they do not know. But, Lord, oh, God, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you are about the assurance. The Lord, the Father God, after this life, Father God, there is eternal life that's waiting ahead. The Father God, that there's heaven above. And, Father God, those who love the Lord, those who trust in the Lord, those who apply by the Lord, by the will, by your commandments, by your purpose, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we shall rebel and we shall be there in that number. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, touch the sick, Father God, all across the world, Louisiana, L.A., Los Angeles, Alabama, Dallas, Arkansas, Father God, all over the world, Tennessee, New York, New Jersey, Cincinnati, San Francisco, my God, Detroit, oh God, Chicago, right now, Lord, Venice, Father God, everywhere, Lord, oh, right now, Italy, Lord, Paris, Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch your people, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, have your way, Lord, right now. Touch those who are in the hospital right now. You are fighting, Father God, on ventilators, trying to breathe, Father God. Touch those, Father God, right now. The lungs are seeing like they're weak, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, in authority, Father God, right now, I declare and I decree that strength touch the lungs right now. Strength touch the lungs right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch mothers right now that are struggling to breathe, that's on the hospital bed, that's going with fever. Lord, bring down the fever. In the name of Jesus, Lord, spare their lives, Lord, this day, Father God. Show the doctors, Father God, that everything, oh God, Jesus, works together for the good who loves the Lord. Show the doctors, Father, show the surgeons, Father God, show the scientists, Father God, that you hold all power in your hand, Father God. Now I'm asking in the name of Jesus, touch your people. You said by your stripes, Lord, that we shall be healed. Oh, I call healing tonight across the world, across California, across the United States. Father Father God, right now, move, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch men, women, little, small, big, wide. Oh, the most take authority, poor, rich, God, the most take care. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Money don't matter, Father God. Houses don't matter, Father God. Cars don't matter, Father God. Riches don't matter, Father God. But in the name of Jesus, Father God, all those who will bow down, Father God, and confess with their mouth that Christ is Lord, Lord, they should live and see, oh, love us, hey, great things, wonders, Father God. They should see a ground that's made out of gold, Father God, and steel, have not a desire for the things of this world, but Father God. Oh, God, right now, Lord, touch man's heart, Father God, to not to take this thing as a joke, to not take this thing as a play game, Father God, but they walk in authority, and they claim their healing in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch the young women, Father God, right now with their minds, Father God, to let them know to not to be discouraged, Father God. Oh, Father God, we come against depression right now. We come up against heart failure right now. We come up against lying, Father God. We come up against failure, Father God. We come up against unsuccess, Father God. In the name of Jesus, touch the women, Lord. Right now, touch the mothers, Father God. Touch the young men that's in the penitentiary right now, Lord. Bless their hearts, bless their minds, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, keep them, Father God. Those who are sick, Lord, the NCOs and authorities are leaving them behind, Lord. But Father God, you are Doctor Robles. Hey, oh God, right now, heal in the name of Jesus. Go through the blood streams, Father God. Go through the black blood cells. Go through the red blood cells, the white blood cells, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And I call it out by His name. You must leave Corona. You must leave right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every family around the world, white, black, pink, yellow, groom, I don't care, Father God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Shake up the White House like never before, God. Allow them to bow down, Lord. Make them bow down to your authority, Lord. Let them know that they're not running anything. Everything that they got planned behind the sheet, Lord. Allow it to be fulfilled in the name of Jesus, Father God. Allow lawyers to call on your name and not call on the judge, Father God. Allow the president to bow down and understand. Stand of the Most High, that He has no power in the name of Jesus, Lord. Shut His mouth, Lord. Shut His hands down. Shut His feet down, Lord. Allow Him to breathe, Father God, and not in justice, but for God. Let Him understand that, Father God, You are justice and peace in the name of Jesus. Now we call on that authority to take place, Father God. Not audible, take, not sit here, Father God, but soon. Move in the atmosphere. Move right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, touch my wife from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I claim healing right now, Lord. Anything that might be out of place, they might look like it's slipping out of place, Lord. I ask You in the name of Jesus with the holy glue, Father God, that You place it back together in the name of Jesus, Lord, that You hold it together in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch it from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God, and I ask You for more anointing, Lord. Allow it drip to drip, 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 drip all over, Father God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Fill her cup, Father God, her most high, so she won't know more, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Build that river inside of her stomach, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it may flow, God, her most high. Oh, rivers of life, Father God, that the word come up off her tongue like milk and honey, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bond the devil, take care. Touch your woman, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask You to touch me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Strengthen my mind, strengthen my heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give me peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch my lungs, touch my heart, Father God. Touch my kidneys, touch my livers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I come up against anything that's not of You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come up against the backstabbers, Father God. We come up against the runners of nuts, Father God. We come up against the people that's doubting, Lord, and we let them know, do not doubt no more. I come up and I speak against that spirit right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take Your hand off the young man, Lord. Take Your hand off the young lady, Rabbi Bosha.
Devil, you got to leave. You got to let go, Rabosa. You got to let go. You got to let go your grip right now, Rabosa. You got to let go the little baby that's in the hospital, Rabosa, that just came into the world, Rabosa. You got to let go. You got to let go. You got to let go of the sin you're sinning, Father God. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we ask you, the Lord, to touch the feet of citizens, Lord. Touch their heart, touch their minds, Father God. Go into the old folks' home, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Protect them and shield them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I claim the blood of life over the old folks' home, around the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Go into the senior citizens' homes, Father God, right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I declare and I decree, Father God, healing right now, and I claim it right now in the name of Jesus. I claim the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus over Sister Little right now, Father God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Please, the blood of Jesus over her door, Father God, her windows, Father God, her ventilation, Father God, her the most high, every bill, Father God, let it be lowered, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Strengthen in her body, Father God. Strengthen in her back, Father God. Strengthen in her hands, Father God. Strengthen in her feet, Father God. Touch her liver, Father God. Touch her kidney, Father God. Touch her lungs, Father God. Touch her ears, Father God. Touch her eyes, Father God. Touch her mouth, Father God. Touch her nose, Father God. Touch every hair on her head, Lord. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, protect and shield her family members. Those who are in the hospital right now, Lord, I call on healing right now. Send it like a rushing wind through the hospital room, through MRI, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I see you, Lord. Send it through there right now like a rushing wind, Father God. Healing in the most high, healing in the land, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do it right now, Lord. We call on it right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that's not like you got to get out the way in the name of Jesus. You got to move, Satan. You got to move, the most high. I send your demons running and trembling in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus right now. Right now, right now, we take authority. We take authority. We take authority and we speak that thing. We take authority. Oh, the most high. Trouble came into my home. I come against any spirit that's not of you in the name of Jesus. Leave now with the most high. In the name of Jesus. I call it out like thunder, Lord. Let it send through the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that anybody has bad ideas, bad attention to, in the name of Jesus. That incident is home, Father God, as my home in the name of Jesus. They will serve the Lord in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Have your way, Lord. Come over this sickness right now, in my home in the name of Jesus, Lord. Move right now like a rushing wind, Father God, and go to those top and remove it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send rushing winds of healing, Lord. Let it whisper like a blowing storm, Lord. Let your healing come through right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, have your way right now, Lord. We call on your name right now. You're able, Lord. I know that you will and I know that you can, Lord. You've done it before and I know you'll do it again, Lord. So right now we're just going to thank you, Lord. In the process right now while we're waiting, Lord. We just want to say we love you, Lord. While we're in the process of waiting right now, Lord. We want to say we appreciate you, Lord. While we're sitting back waiting on your coming, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for doing all that you have done in the name of Jesus. We want to say thank you, Lord, for watching over us all day long, Father God, and all night. We want to say thank you, Lord, for having your way in our lives, Lord. We want to say thank you, Lord, for looking beyond our thoughts and seeing our needs. We want to say thank you, Lord, for making sure that we have food on our table, clothes on our back, a roof over our head, and bread on our table. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It may not be all that I'm supposed to be. I may not be what I used to be. But I thank God that I'm not what I used to be. And I made it this far, Lord. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just Lord. I may not have my name right in the stars. My name might be on the concrete in Hollywood. But Lord, I thank you for my name, Lord. I thank you for my name tonight. I thank you for my name tonight. If there's anybody that's listening right now, you ought to thank God for your name tonight. Because your name is written in heaven. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Because your name is written in heaven. Oh, Grubbles, Sunday, the most day. The devil thought he had you. But you got away. You ought to thank him tonight. The devil thought he had you good. But
thank you
got away in the name of Jesus. The devil tried to take your mind. But you got away in the name of Jesus. The devil tried to destroy your future. But you got away in the name of Jesus. The devil tried to tell you was crazy. But you got away in the name of Jesus. The devil tried to tell you that you lost everything. But you got all the things that you want back. And you got more coming on the way. You ought to tell him thank you. The devil tried to tell you that you can't. But God said you can. The devil tried to tell you to stop. And God tells you to go. You ought to thank him right now. You ought to give him the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Your life, where you didn't know where to go. And God sent an arrow and a message to your ear and guided you along your way. You ought to tell him thank you because he's been better to you than you've been to yourself. You ought to give him glory for all the things that he does. You ought to tell him thank you for the little food on your table, for you thank him for the crumbs that was left in the corner of your plate. You ought to tell him thank you because somebody ain't got food. You ought to tell him thank you because somebody ain't got clothes. You ought to tell him thank you because somebody ain't got a bed to sleep in. You ought to tell him thank you because somebody ain't got a glass of water. You ought to tell him thank you because somebody ain't got an aspirin and their bodies are sick right now. But you ought to tell him thank you. Is it anybody on his line that just can tell him thank you?
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. My God, my God, my God. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Thank you, Lord. My God. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hey, God, my mind say good. Oh, somebody just thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, glory. Just thank you.
Thank you.
God, just take
time out. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Just thank you. My God. Jesus, just think about it. Just think about it. You're not even on. You're not even in the hospital. You ain't in the, hooked up to no machines. You ain't nobody sitting there crying over your phone.
Amen.
You ought to just say, hey, thank you. My God, thank you. Oh Lord, we give you all the glory tonight. And all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, we want to thank all of you that tuned in tonight. All you that listened, all y'all that prayed. Continue to trust in the Lord. Continue to know what you have. Continue to know that you have authority to speak to your body. You have authority to speak to this virus and tell it not to enter to your home, to not to enter wherever you may go, whatever ground, whatever area you may be. You have that authority to tell it, that power. But you got to have that faith. Okay? You got to have the faith. You got to believe. You got to trust in the Lord. You got to hold on. You got to study.
got to pray. All right. We thank God for everyone that's on here. We'll be back next week. Tune in with us again on this conference line, this prayer line, at 7:30 every Wednesday. Tell somebody, give somebody this number and have them. They need prayer. They need to come in. In the name of Jesus. Right now. Who is that? Sister Robinson.
I'm here.
I declare and I decree healing right now in your lungs. Right now. In the name of Jesus. I claim healing over your body right now. I speak to your body with authority that God has given me. In the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ, my Savior, I speak to that body right now. And everything that doesn't belong in that body.
Yes,
that
Lord. Amen.
That if you took away now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to it right now, every part, every organ, in the name of Jesus. Clear it, Lord, right now with the blood of Jesus. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. I speak to your body, and I claim healing over it right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the devil right now, and I tell him, you take your hands off of her right now. You have no authority. You have no control. You have no say-so in this. She is covered with the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against her health shall prosper. Oh, global. When you return to the doctor, watch what they say. I believe and I declare and I decree. Oh, global. And oh, global. Say, hey, God, that you heal, Lord. You heal right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And it is so. No weakness. No numbness.
Yes.
God said you're going to sleep good. You slept good last night. You're going to sleep good tonight.
Yes.
And everyone that's on this line, God said some people need some good rest. Some good sleep. God said, I'm about to give you some good rest tonight. I'm about to give you some good peace. He said, what I want you to do is focus on me.
Yeah.
Forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. Forget about yourself. Forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. Oh, forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. I cry. By the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. The cough wasn't me, but I do receive here. I didn't do need healing, and I do receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And whoever was that cough was, that healing is for you too. That healing is for you too. That healing is, I'm telling y'all, God, he's still working miracles.
Yes, he is.
He's still working miracles. Let me blow your minds real quick before we get off the phone. Just because people are leaving here doesn't mean that's not a miracle. Hello. Just because people are leaving here doesn't mean that's not a miracle. What did we read tonight? What did we read tonight? That he said that our names are what? Written. Our names are written in heaven. Already. Already. That's a blessing. He still does the impossible in the midst of all of this. You're still getting a miracle. Whether you leave here, or whether you receive it while you are here, you're still going to get what he said that we're going to have. So everybody, don't forget that tonight. Just thank him. Don't ask him. Just thank him. Stop asking him for stuff. Don't ask him
anything.
Try not to ask God for anything, but ask him to continue to keep his arms around you and keep your mind in perfect peace. But that's what we're going to need.
Yes.
It's perfect peace. Perfect peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Anybody have any comments they might want to say before we get off the line? Yeah. The floor is open. Anybody? Anybody want to say how they like the service or what they feel about the word that went out?
I like the service, and I want to thank y'all for inviting me.
Amen. Amen. What's your name?
This is Delisha.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God, man. We thank you for coming on and being a part of this. Amen. Amen. Invite other people.
Amen.
And be a part of this. It's only an hour. I tried not to go past an hour, but I apologize if I did. But I really wanted to get this across because sometimes the Holy Spirit can speak to somebody when they really, really need it. Really, really need it. And I believe, Little, you needed that today. You needed that.
Yes, sir.
You need to be encouraged. And that's what pastors do. That's why I call to, you know, check on you. Call and check on you and see how everybody is doing and make sure. That's what I do. And Sister Robinson, you know, if I don't reach out, you know, wife, she reach out to you and anybody else, if you trust us, you know, God, we will reach out. We will respond and make sure that, you know, the people that God has assigned us to, that they're okay. Because that's what pastors do, and that's what first ladies do. People that are after God's heart, not even about the title. It's just that it's the position that God has put us in, and we love him, so we love his people. Amen. And so we've reached our ending point of this service, and we'll see you on live Facebook. Friday night. Y'all don't want to miss it. We have the Seven Saints be live on Team Ministry for those who can't get out to. Well, we probably won't be no services, but those who can't get the last Seven Saints, I will be, me and First Lady, I think we'll be going over the last Seven Saints for Friday. And we'll be God will be using us in that way for our church service for the last Seven Saints on Friday at 7 o'clock. Please tune in. Don't miss it. God bless you. Now, let's all say the saying together. For those who know the saying, y'all know how we do it. Let's go. Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3. It's not how you start.
Not how you start.
But it's how you what? Amen. God bless you. Love you. Ain't nothing y'all can do about it. Y'all have a blessed night.
God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. Good night.